Welcome to The Clean Slate with your hosts, Daniel Garza and Carson Phillips, providing you with movie news, reviews, and more. Sit back, relax, and don't forget to go to the concessions to get your popcorn and drinks. For your entertainment, this is The Clean Slate Podcast.
All right. It's 2024, baby, and we're back. And we're going to be sexier this year. So you guys can subscribe to our NSFW version of the podcast. Okay, welcome back, guys. This is our first episode of the year. We're going to be talking about two films that we missed in 2023. So these came out in the year 2023. January historically has nothing good worth watching that's coming out in theaters. So if you guys are in a lull of good content, I highly recommend both of these films. And want to just jump right into it?
Yeah. Real quick, guys. Glad you are here in 2024. If you are brand new, we have an entire year and a half worth of content. You can go back and listen to it. But guys, we are getting kicked off with a brand new year in January of movies we missed. So let's start off with our first movie, The Killer, on Netflix. Netflix original, right? This is
a Netflix original.
David Fincher film, who is also leading man, Michael Fassbender, leading lady, Tilda Swinton. So this is
barely.
Hey, she's big enough for she's still a leading lady. Anyway, okay, guys. So
Daniel's favorite Hollywood starlet. He thinks about her every night before bed.
That's ridiculous.
Tilda Swinton.
Okay, after a fateful near miss, an assassin battles his employers and himself on an international manhunt he insists isn't personal.
Does he insist it's not personal?
Yeah, all the time. Remember? Forbid empathy.
But it... Yeah, but it for sure is...
No, yeah, that's the irony. I mean,
that's the point.
Okay.
That's the point. Okay, let's just get right into likes and dislikes then.
Yeah.
I'll start. So overall, I do enjoy this movie. I think people are misunderstanding it, though, because I do think it is predominantly satire or comedic in nature, mainly because no one should take the Smiths so seriously.
Yeah.
You're pretentious if you think the Smiths are that good. And I think that's the point. I think the point of this movie is to, like, it feels for me that it's poking fun of Fight Club and other David Fincher films. And David Fincher is very self-aware usually in his filmmaking. And I think the main aspect of this film that I liked is like we talked about it. This is light spoilers. The beginning of this hypes up the idea that he's this awesome assassin. And then he just sucks. Like he just sucks throughout the whole
horrible
movie being an assassin. And we have this narration throughout the whole movie, and he's doing everything the opposite of what he's saying, which is hilarious. And even like another example is when he shoots the guy with the nail gun, and he's like, oh, I got like 7 minutes to get information on him. He dies. Like,
yeah, and instantly. He dies immediately.
Yeah, which is hilarious. But the movie doesn't make you think that's funny. I think that's just up to the audience. So I do think some people are misunderstanding this movie, and I think they're pretentious, perhaps. But yeah, I thought it was really funny. Maybe I'm weird. And I thought the performances were great. And the cinematography, as always, from David Fincher is great. So
yeah, I think for me, this whole thing is split, right? Critics love this movie. They're like, oh, amazing leading man. Michael Fassbender does great. And then the audience is like, eh, there's nothing new here. I don't really care. A lot of people hated how they feel so disconnected from Michael Fassbender's...
From The Killer?
Yeah.
I think that's the point.
But to me, kind of like what Carson already said, it feels... I don't know if this was in the intention, right? But it feels like it is kind of satirical. He is the probably worst assassin. He has very creative kills. He is very knowledgeable on how to kill somebody. But he is very... horrible at executing a plan to the way it's supposed to go. And he has this like kind of repetition throughout the whole movie where he's like, stick to the plan, don't get sidetracked. But he's literally always getting sidetracked. There's always something that's going wrong with his plan. So it doesn't play up to the satire, which is why I'm curious if it actually is that. But
I think it is.
It is very clearly there. So,
I think it's going to be like, you know how when we watch Fight Club and there's always these dudes who are like, I am him. I'm Brad Pitt or whatever from Fight Club. I think people are like, oh, I'm Michael Fassbender. He is me. That's how crazy my brain is.
Yeah.
And then the joke is like on those people.
Yeah, that would actually be that would be pretty satisfying, to be honest. I think
if I'm wrong, that's hilarious. And if I'm not wrong, also still hilarious. Either way, it's funny. Yeah, so.
For real. I think this movie is really good. I think it's really well shot. It's very well acted. There's a pretty good plot. I wouldn't say it's amazing in it, but
it's not super original.
Right, but it definitely is not a boring film. So I think it's, you start off in the mind. It's very noir-esque kind of a movie.
Yeah.
In the ways of, you know, that we've seen before. But I mean, I really enjoyed it. Like, it kind of felt like I was watching an actual real life Hitman, but me playing Hitman. Because, like, I suck at playing Hitman.
It's same.
And so, this is literally what
Do you have any like. Dislikes?
Dislikes? I wouldn't say so many. I can't put my finger on it for the most part. I wouldn't give this like a solid 10 out of 10 movie. I think it's a 7 out of 10. Mainly probably
it's close
being
for
the
me,
plot not being so great. But for the most part, I mean, no, I wouldn't say. I mean, I think my biggest issue in films is when it comes to the inciting incident. And so his inciting incident is really good.
It's a good setup.
When he misses the like the kill, but then when he like he pretty much foregoes everything that you're supposed to like not do when something like that happens. Like he goes back home, he finds out that it's like
it just sucks.
Like what is it? His daughter?
That's his lady, dude.
Oh, that's his girl. Okay, he finds out that his girl is just like beaten half to death, and now he goes on to this entire rampage of like, you know, finding out what to do, or finding who to kill, really. And so, I don't know. That inciting incident wasn't amazing to me. So, that was about it. Overall, though, I would watch it again.
Yeah, same. 100%. My main complaint really is, like, the supporting roles in this. I wish had a little bit more meat. Because they have some really interesting, like, supporting characters, but they're barely in the movie. Like, Tilda Swinton probably gets the most screen time out of all the supporting roles.
Yeah.
And she's an interesting character. But it would have been nice if I got maybe just a tiny bit more of them. Because, I don't know. For me, I love when movies have multiple fleshed out characters. And when your main character isn't really... They're like, he's like one dimensional, which is fine. I think that's part of the idea behind the movie. But I wish maybe some other characters mixed in would have been nice.
My favorite scene, though, however, is the scene where he's at that guy's house in, I think, Florida.
And
that whole fight scene is so insane. That's probably the best scene of the entire movie, to be honest. It's just
really
like
well
a
shot.
Really good hand-to-hand combat. Yeah, it's pretty good.
For a movie with like minimum action, too. So
yeah, it kind of is. There's like really good kills in this movie. But that scene was damn near flawless. So, and I felt so bad for the dog. Like his owner. Like they.
Oh, I know.
Like. I'm gonna kind of get into dog world here, but like when his owner is dead and dog he like breaks world. Through the door, or he doesn't break through the door, he goes through the doggy door, and then he sees his owner bleeding out and he like starts whimpering and everything like that. I would imagine that's what is it called, folly, but like if that was real, the fact that the dog literally ran up to chase the guy, stopped, looked at his owner, whimpers, and then chases the guy again is like really kind of true to what would happen with the dog. And I was just like very impressed that was there.
You know, our next film has some
damn. You're
dog
just leave me hanging.
Well.
Like, okay, wait. What's our next film?
The Creator, Dingus.
Oh right. Oh yeah, dude. The creator had like a dog fetish almost. It's like dogs are the superheroes. It really did.
Bro, the dog carries a grenade and chucks it.
I know. It's kind of crazy. All right, guys.
I thought the dog blew up, though. I was like, what?
So that's The Killer. If you want to go watch it, it is on Netflix, but we are very fastly moving into The Creator because of Carson.
I'm sorry. I just saw my option and took it, man.
Anyway. Okay, cool. So any last things on The Killer?
Yeah, I'm just kind of mad that he hasn't done more. Mindhunter, because he's like could have, because he's partnered with Netflix still, and he was like, yeah, I don't really feel like doing more Mindhunter, and I just feel like that's such a depressing good show, because season two really leaves you on a massive cliffhanger.
Yeah,
and like I read the book Mindhunter, and there's so much more like meat to be taken out of that novel and like expanded on in a TV show format. So yeah, it's a bummer. So David Fincher, if you're listening, please. That's all I ask.
Okay, guys. Well, we are going into The Creator, another 2023 later year release. I think this got released during our 31 Days of Halloween. So we were
This was shot for $80 million.
Dang. Are you serious? Wait, which one?
How?
The Killer or The Creator?
The Creator. The Creator.
Opening weekend, $14 million and only $104 million. Wow. $104 million.
Okay, but it made its money back.
I mean, $104 million. Yeah, it made its money back, but it's not considered successful.
In like streaming world.
But it wasn't a okay, whatever. All right, so here is the logline for The Creator. Against the backdrop of a war between humans and robots with artificial intelligence, a former soldier finds the secret weapon, a robot in the form of a young child. This is another... Well, this is Gareth Edwards?
His name? He kicks butt. He's made three movies before this, and I love all of them.
Godzilla.
Do you remember Monsters? That's found footage.
Rogue One.
We might be able to fit that one into found footage.
How are we going to put Monsters footage month when we have Monster Madness the next month?
Don't judge me. But I honestly really like his Godzilla movie. I know a lot of people are like, but you barely see Godzilla. That makes it good. So
yeah, except for and he Rogue also One directed new Star Wars Rogue movie. One.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, I know. It's actually better
than Are you serious?
No, I do like Rogue One. It's just the newer Star Wars is pretty bad.
But this is like better than old Star Wars even. Like the prequels.
Okay. You're crazy. Let's get into The Creator before I fight
it
you.
It is, dude.
No, it's not. But Rogue One is good. Rogue One's better than like Empire Strikes Back. It's better than
episode 1 and 2.
That's wrong. That's false. Just kidding. I just want to mess with you. Okay, cool. Guys, give them a rundown of the plot real quick. I mean, there's not too much to run down on.
Yeah, so basically this takes place in the future, a weirdly realistic future. Like, I feel like this could be the direction we're headed. That's been Doomsday Prep with Carson. But anyway, so the movie takes place in 2055. Artificial intelligence allegedly nukes Los Angeles. And at this point, there are full-blown, they call them simulants, as well as, like, robot cops. And they're interacting with humanity almost as people. America, or the Western nations, end up banning all AI robotic life. And they're, like, not banned in another area called New Asia. So basically, the Western world ends up going to war specifically with AI, not New Asia, as far as like humans go, just the AI. And so they're like doing all these missions, and our main character, played by John David Washington, you know him from Tenet, which we reviewed last year, so you guys should check that out. But he does some undercover work and ends up being found out, and now he's on this new mission to capture the secret weapon that ends up being a little girl who's an AI, and they don't have babies or kids of their own, so there's this whole like specialness towards her, and that's kind of the gist of it. There's more to it. I don't want to spoil it, but they're trying to destroy like this big weapon and whatnot.
Okay, so I am going to start it off with likes and dislikes, so I'll go with my little dislikes first.
Interesting.
Okay. I just don't have that many dislikes. I feel like we're gonna gab about
it. Okay, let's see.
Okay, so with my dislikes,
how much we like
it's kind of confusing a little bit with like the Namorada or whatever it's pronounced, and you're like trying to figure it all out. I kind Neuromata. Did I miss this, or is Alfie John David Washington's daughter?
No.
She's not, or she
is? No, it's not his daughter. She is not his daughter.
Okay.
So basically,
she was just created by Maya.
So Maya is pregnant with his daughter. It seems like she loses the baby. Mm-hmm. But at the same time as she's pregnant, she was creating this artificial baby.
Got it.
And she was, like, even putting aspects of his personality into the artificial baby. So, like, there's kind of the idea that, yes, it is his daughter in some ways, but it's not, like from biologically. His.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought that at first, too. That was a little weird.
Yeah, but. I was a little bit confused on that. But other than sometimes fantasy being a little hard for me to jump into, like, right, I don't love these types of fantasy movies. Like,
yeah, I'm surprised you like
Mad Max or... I mean, I love Dune. Dune was great. But movies like that...
You didn't like Mad Max?
No.
Ugh.
I know.
You're weird.
It's probably my worst takes, but...
Yeah, that is a bad take.
I will rewatch it, but I did not love it when I first watched it. I was bored.
Oh, my. You just hurt me.
I would just say a little bit is a little... It's kind of confusing, and I think why... is because in these fantasy movies, you have to explain an entirely new, different world to understand.
Different rules and whatnot.
Exactly. Compared to, like, you know, Air, which is a movie that is coming out later this month. Nike Air, whatever. Like, something like that, to where it's just based on a true story. Now you just have to buy into the world of the true story. Or
yeah. And especially if you, like... For me, I've read and watched a lot of science fiction, so it's easier for me to just jump into these worlds and, like,
yeah,
kind of know what's going on. So if you haven't watched a lot of it, it can be jolting, yeah, I'd imagine.
For sure. So anyway, that's really my only dislike.
So, nice.
Not bad.
Yeah, my only dislike is I just kind of wish the ending was different. I don't want to get into it. I don't really need to. I just feel like we deserved a different ending, to be honest. Yeah. It works on an emotional level, but as a storyline, I was like, whatever. So that's really my only complaint, though.
Okay. So now with the likes of this movie.
Yeah. You want to go first or do you want me to go?
I'll go first. The whole movie is so good. In kind of what you said earlier, it feels like it doesn't feel that far off from the future. I mean, minus like all the different types of like vehicles and completely different things, like just the AI aspect and robots and different things, like that's already kind of starting to happen now. And so I could see this happening in like the next 50 years. However, with that being said, it's just really well acted. John David Washington, mm-hmm, I kind of gave him a bad rep in Tenant because he plays this one note character. But this, there's a lot of depth. There's a lot of emotion. He has a very clear main goal.
It's a better role for him.
Yeah, and I think it's just such a great, like, story overall. Like, amidst all of the commotion of AI and the war going on, it really focuses on a love story. And I think it's just, like, a really good film. So many good special effects. Like, the visuals in this movie are top tier, like, out of this world. Like, I'm surprised this didn't get a higher rating on Rotten Tomatoes just because of the visuals and how, like, good.
Oh, I 100% agree.
Everything is. Like, it's just, it doesn't seem too crazy weird looking either. The explosions and the, like, booms with the bass. Like, I really wish I could have saw this in IMAX, genuinely.
I do too. I watched this at home last night. So, like, I do feel like, I mean, I have a decent sound system, but if I was able to watch it on a big screen, because these visuals for, like we said, it was $80 million.
Yeah.
And it looks like it looks better than most Marvel movies.
It really does.
So that's probably a tribute to Gareth Edwards for being able to make that work, because all the robots and stuff, like, you can, obviously they're CGI, but they look amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I really like the design of this world, especially I like that it takes place in New Asia, not this, like, Los Angeles fallout zone, because this New Asia environment is really cool. It's like really green, which is cool for like a futuristic world. Cause we don't really see, like, when we see a vision of the future, usually it's not green, you know? So I kind of appreciate that approach. Like, I know they filmed it in like
Vietnam and Japan and some of these other places, which is really cool, I think, as locations go. Like, it's just, we don't see a lot of that on the big screen lately.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that. I don't think it's like the most original story, but the way it all comes together, it feels unique, especially with this cast of characters. Also, Sturgill Simpson shows up, which is cool. Mm-hmm. He plays the friend who's dating a robo chick.
Yeah. I have.
He's like, yeah. So I really appreciate all that. Yeah. Sick action scenes. And I also almost cried watching this movie.
Okay. So one part I did cry at is there's this really good scene between Alfie, who is the AI weapon,
the little girl,
and the little girl, and what is his name? Joshua. Yeah, Joshua.
Yeah, his name
and
is Joshua.
It just, like, actually, it's a really good scene. It doesn't feel like it's cheesy or anything like that. I do have one funny moment though, where I was watching the movie and then I like look away for a second because I was on my computer, and as I look away, he's like talking. So I'm listening to him talk. I'm like, he sounds just like Denzel Washington. I was like, why is that?
You and idiot.
I literally was like, idiot. I am so stupid.
Did you not know that?
No, I knew that, but I forgot. And I like IMDb'd it. I was like, yes, of course it's his son. I had a moment where I literally shouted to Rebecca across the house. I was like, babe, I am so dumb. And she was like, what? And I was like, I was literally here sitting thinking, like, this guy sounds exactly like Denzel. And then I completely forget that it's Denzel's son. So, but overall,
he's one of the cooler Nepo babies, you know?
Oh, yeah. But better than, like, Ice Cube's.
oh, Lord, of course.
Anyway, yeah, this movie, I think, has got a bad rep. And I don't think it deserves that.
Yeah, I don't know.
That.
I don't fully know why. I think it's because the plot's not super, super, like, original.
Okay,
is the main
however,
complaint
I
I've
will
heard.
Say the AI designs are so cool looking.
I like it.
It's like a cross between
especially the cop ones
and Chappie for
like
me.
Like Blade Runner? Oh, okay. Yeah. It kind of has that vibe for sure. The moment where I got teary-eyed is, I love robots.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest, guys. Same. I'm on the side of AI. So AI, as you're listening, I'm on your team. I will submit.
We are here with you.
but the suicide bomber robot, when he comes running in and blows up, and another one comes out, and the little girl, like, stops him, and he, like, bows to her, and I was like, oh my gosh, the cute little bomber robot is submitting to her, and I was like, this is so cute. And I was watching this with my AirPods, surround sound of my AirPods.
Oh, okay.
Because Alyssa was sleeping and she looked over, she's like, you were making a lot of like noises while watching this movie. She's like, you were gasping and like, I'm sorry.
That's hilarious.
That's my bad.
No, one of the scenes where it's kind of at the very beginning where they pull out that robot from the car and then it like freaks out. It's like, where is Jennifer? I need
that
to say
was
Jennifer.
Crazy.
And then he like clips the cord. She's like, how could you? He sounded so real. Like, I literally was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
These robots are
no,
real.
Me and Alyssa were talking. And we're like, movies like this are going to convince us to join the AI
side.
Oh, 100%. Like, this is straight up propaganda.
We're going to be
traitors. ChatGPT wrote
Janney's
this movie.
Going to come and kill us.
I'll kill her first. I'll fight back.
Anyway.
You take my robot son, I take your life.
Honestly, I would say final vote of this movie, 8.5 out of 10 for me.
I would say 4 out of 5. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good.
I don't know how that works on your scale, but that's where I'm at.
The same. Yeah, no, I think, you guys, this is streaming already on Hulu, and then you can obviously, if you don't have Hulu subscription, you can rent it anywhere, but this is a really good watch.
There's
if
three ads at the beginning that suck, though.
Yeah.
The placement of the ads on Hulu sucks, so just buy it. Give them some money so
well,
we get
I have
more
Hulu,
movies from Gareth Edwards.
No ads.
Okay, rich.
So rich. I had no idea what you're talking about there for a second. Anyway, guys,
you're so privileged.
That is going to do it. No, I just pay for myself. That is going to do it. As you and I literally share Netflix.
Yeah, Michael's been paying for my Netflix for like a decade
since 2013. yeah, guys, that is going to do it for today's episode and the first episode of the new year, guys. We have a lot more good movies covering in January, so that way you guys don't get bored. Like, the movie theaters are boring right now. But yeah, go check
Watch
out the creator.
Really good come
go
out.
I know, right? Go check out the creator. Go check out the other movie that we reviewed too. What was the other one? Oh, The Killer on Netflix. And
know.
Guys, we
oh,
have
yeah, yeah.
a ton more content coming your way. We are releasing soon the graphics of our new t-shirt and our new sweatshirt design.
It's gonna be sick.
And we are really excited for you guys to hop on that merch as well. So as always, like and share our podcast, and we will see you guys next week for another great review.
That's a clean slate.